As an added benefit to reoccurring donors, we are sending out DCO face masks to any monthly contributors for 3 months or more at the $5 plus level. Please send your size preference, either large or youth or small size, along with membership email and mailing address to info@dcontario.org. And you can check out what they look like in the show notes.
This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
Hello, this is Caitlin Plant, Program Manager for Distress and Crisis Ontario, and today I am joined by Jay. Jay is a teacher and a father, and he's speaking to me today about what it's been like going back to school with COVID-19 and just this interesting year that we've had and how things are going. And yeah, we're just going to have a conversation about it all. So Jay, thank you for joining me. We're glad to have you.
Thanks, Caitlin. Thanks for having me.
So could you please start by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
All right, so like Caitlin already mentioned, I am a teacher. I have three school-age children, and I've been teaching for this my third full year teaching, just to put that in perspective that most of my teaching experience has been affected by COVID. And I teach in the elementary system as well for that context.
So this has been our second week back, the first full week for most schools across the province. So I guess our first question is just, how's it been going so far?
I mean, so far, it's been going really good. I know a lot of the news talks about increased COVID-19 cases. We've been lucky at the school I'm in. We haven't had any cases at all. So it's just been trying to get kids back into the routine of being at school rather than being able to wake up and just jump on their computer. Some of the students in my class haven't been back in in-person school since the pandemic started. So it would have been March break of 2020. So especially students like that, it's been a little more difficult than others, but everyone's trying their best to get back in the routine, get ready, or get used to the new rules, and just kind of find their feet back in the physical school building. But so far, so good.
Mm-hmm. I know, yeah, as a mom myself, it's been a little bit interesting having that routine again in the mornings of actually having to get dressed and leave the house. So I can relate to that. So what was it like preparing for school this year? Did you feel well supported in understanding the new COVID-19 procedures? I know that there was a lot of changes right up to the start day. So just what was that like for you?
So preparing for school this year, actually preparing the materials for the students wasn't all that dissimilar to previous years. However, yeah, like you said, there was a lot of new COVID-19 procedures, but the school that I'm at, the school board that I'm with, is really good at trying to get that information to us as soon as they could. We had many meetings prior to school starting about what would be different, what would be similar to last year, different protocols, talking about areas on the field where classes would be, exiting and entering the building, which hallways to use, which doors to use, where we would get our protective equipment, sanitizer, all the stuff that was mandated last year was quite similar. But we spent a lot of time going over the new protocols, whether that be limiting the amount of students in the bathroom or even staff in the staff room. So feeling, yeah, to answer your question, sorry. Yes, I felt well supported. And I know the board and the admin team of school I'm at they tried really hard to get us the information as soon as they had it. Like, just the hampering issue was getting the information to begin with for people higher up to make the decision about what it was going to be like.
Mm-hmm. And it just sounds like that's a lot of information to keep straight as well.
It is. It was not a small document that we had to go over and set up and just, yeah, try to understand in a relatively short amount of time. Like, we had two full days of training prior to school starting on it. But like you said, it is a lot of information. So
we've already covered a little bit that it's been kind of a hard adjustment, especially for the kids. And I'm assuming, knowing that you have some younger kids, what has it been like, both like as a teacher trying to help the kids adjust and with your own children? It's been a lot. So I just guess I'm looking for your perspective on how it's been for you.
Well, start with like my children and my perspective of how they've adjusted to school. So my two older children have both been to school before during the pandemic, and we've been lucky. My children go to a different board that I teach in, and the board where they attend has pretty much kept the COVID protocol as similar to last year as possible, which I think has really helped them adjust back. There hasn't been many changes, and the changes that there have been have, for the most part, popular ones for the students. Mm-hmm. So it's been nice that they've been able to get certain aspects of normality back. Mm-hmm. But it's the same difficulties, I guess, as last year, where if they're not in a class with their friends, then that means they don't really get to see them at all. So there's that added stress about not being able to communicate or play with their friends during recess like they would be able to in a normal year. Mm-hmm. And then just getting used to, again, the procedures at school and just getting back into that routine. My youngest child, they've actually just started school, so this is their first experience of school, is going into it with all of these procedures and safety protocols in place. Mm-hmm. So they've not really known any different, so I think the adjustment period for them is more so just a normal adjustment to school, getting used to the schedule and the classroom rules. Mm-hmm. The COVID stuff is just more of a part of that rather than something separate.
Yeah.
For myself, it's just, again, it's been about getting back into that routine of getting up in the morning, helping get the kids ready, and then getting to school on time, adding a little bit of extra time into my schedule so that if someone's already in the staff room printing, I have a couple extra minutes I can wait because we can only have a certain amount of teachers in the staff room at a time. So just preparing that prep in the morning may take a little longer than I'm used to, and trying to work that into my schedule. And then also finding time in the schedule for all the screening protocols that we need to now complete for every individual student. Trying to get that as seamlessly attached to attendance as possible, mm-hmm. but just trying to not make it not a burden, but just a big other change for the students to come into, trying to let it be as normal as possible and just take up as little time as we can with the COVID protocol so we can get back to teaching and learning.
Mm-hmm. So with all of this stuff that's going on, have you noticed there being any more anxiety with back to school this year than there normally would be? And I mean this from the perspective of whether it's been a little bit more with these complications, whether you felt more anxious about it, if you've noticed more anxiety in the kids. Yeah, just if you've picked up on that at all, or if it's kind of been the normal levels that everybody always feels at the beginning of the school year.
All right, so I think for myself, I don't think I'm any more anxious than I would be with the normal school year, but I've had kind of the summer to prepare myself and know what I'm walking into, mm-hmm. more so than students who found out a lot of it the first day of school.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that a lot more, obviously, in the students I teach rather than my own children, because I see it kind of manifest itself within the classroom. There's a lot of questions about new protocols, existing protocols, why they need to be in place, why aren't there more in place for certain areas and less in some. So it's just kind of students trying to understand for themselves why these protocols are in place and just questioning it. Mm-hmm. But I've had like several students who are very anxious about it, wanting to make sure that I really drive home the point. They don't want anyone else touching any of their desks, their binders, their lunch bags, any materials they bring from home. They want to make sure that it's very separate from other students. Mm-hmm. Just there isn't any kind of cross-contamination throughout the classroom, or as little as possible. Because obviously we do have 20 plus students in a confined space where we do the best we can. Yeah. But there has been, yes, among students, I've noticed a lot more. And some students, not much or not at all. And they're adjusting very well to it. Mm-hmm. Whereas some are questioning it. And we just try to follow the procedures as best we can without talking about why they're in place. So I find if we talk about, COVID much at all, then some students' anxiety gets heightened immediately.
Okay.
We try to kind of keep that discussions to as minimum as possible.
Yeah.
And just focus on our job for the day and focus on what we're going to learn, and less about the protocols or why they're in place.
Okay. So my next question was going to be kind of what are some of the ways that you've been helping to calm any anxieties? And I guess you kind of answered it there, that the most effective one is to almost redirect their focus and bring them back into the current moment and away from kind of their worries.
Yeah, I find that's been the most effective means so far. If we do talk about it, I find that it often just spirals down, and those students who are already anxious get more anxious. Mm-hmm. Because there are students who don't appear to be anxious at all, aren't quite comfortable talking about it. But I think maybe their level of comfort almost adds to the anxiety of other students, because mm-hmm. they're like, oh, well, if I'm so anxious, how come they aren't?
Yeah.
And then they start second guessing themselves. So yeah, like I said, I find that just reassuring, and then moving on as swiftly as we can yeah. is the most helpful way that I've found so far.
Sounds like it could become very easy for that to spiral, so I can understand kind of wanting to cut it off before it gets to that point.
Yeah.
So I guess in terms of preparing for the future, I guess a little bit, there has been some talk in the news about the fact that cases are on the rise and people aren't really sure what that might mean for schools. So I guess I'm kind of wondering if there is any preparation behind the scenes about if schools are shut down again, and kind of how you personally, I don't want to get you in any trouble here, obviously, but just kind of how you think that would impact the students. Because we just kind of talked about how anxiety levels are already high, and this kind of added uncertainty, I think, can't be helping the situation for anyone. So yeah, I guess just kind of wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Oh yeah, so I guess to answer the preparedness part, I think myself and all the other teachers I've talked to this year were kind of preparing for it, like hoping not, mm-hmm. but preparing that we need to know that it could inevitably return to online school, mm-hmm. if that's the decision that local health authorities make. So just trying to plan out units in a way that you can kind of seamlessly move to an online format, or as seamless as possible, because it's not really all that seamless, as we all know, or anyone who has children or has taught knows. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been any talk yet about a possible shutdown within the school. Like, we're not getting any information about, be prepared, it could happen by X or Y date. Mm-hmm. But I think just because of what's happened in the last couple of years, it's in the back of everyone's mind. And my personal opinion on it, the current model is probably the ideal model for the moment, where students and parents have the option to either let their child attend in person or via online. Mm-hmm. And that allows not only the children who are more anxious about it, but also the parents who are more anxious about it, to have that option of their children attending school online. Mm-hmm. Whereas the people who are the parents who are already comfortable with maybe their children returning to school, they've already been able to take up that option. And I think we've seen the last couple of years, like, the massive disruption mm-hmm. in learning, especially every time we go from in-person to online or online back to in-person. Mm-hmm. It takes that those couple days at least, more like a week, week and a half, just to get everyone back in the schedule, back understanding, understanding the expectations for that kind of learning type, but also especially for online, getting students used to tech takes time, right? Not everyone has the same access to technology. So finding ways that you can teach a class of 24, 25, all with different kinds of tech and different capabilities from home, whether that be internet issues or maybe they don't have a quiet space they can work, or maybe they have like other siblings around that are also trying to use that same device, just dealing with all that, the impact on not only the students' well-being and comfort, but also their education is quite apparent.
So I guess kind of following the same topic, but coming off topic a tiny little bit, as a parent myself, I think too, one of the things that I've noticed with my daughter going back to school is that having been online for so long, she forgot how to talk to people face to face. It took a long time for her to figure out just how to talk with people again, how to interact with people, how to like have these in-person conversations that she had gotten so used to having through a computer screen and through like the group chat and that kind of thing. And it was really, it's been really hard, harder than I expected to get her back in the groove of just being around people. And one of my concerns is that if we do end up having to go online again, all of that progress that we've made back to being like comfortable with that is just going to go directly out the window and probably just be even worse the next time. So yeah, kind of, I agree with you that it's kind of a hope for the best, prepare for the worst scenario at this point. And everybody kind of has it in the back of their mind, but everyone's hoping that it won't happen.
Yeah, definitely. And what you bring up with your own daughter too, is you can see that. It's another good point. You can see that in the, especially recess time, like conflict resolution skills have diminished quite rapidly. Whereas kids just don't know how to approach someone who doesn't have the same opinion of them, or maybe wants to play something else or play the same thing. But there isn't enough space for them. Because let's be honest, most schools, space is an issue right now. Every class has a restricted zone. You're putting a lot of children, some who may not get along the best, into a confined space, and there's going to be conflict. But just students, getting their social skills back too, which, like you said, they haven't really needed through a computer screen.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time for sure. So on a lighter note, what has been the highlight of the return to school for you and your kids so far?
I mean, I think just that, just being back in the physical building, being able to see students, other faculty members, parents, albeit parents at a distance, but face-to-face, like getting to have those like one-on-one discussions with students about like, what'd you get up to this summer, what was the best part, what's something you're super excited to learn about this year, and it's just a lot more personal when you're in the same room as them rather than a little window on the screen. But yeah, it's just getting back into the physical building, building those relationships is a lot easier with students, I find, face-to-face. And yeah, that's been the highlight for me so far.
Yeah. So before we wrap up today, my final question, as it always is whether you have anything else that you would like to share that we haven't already covered?
No, I think we've talked about everything we need to.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. It's been great having you on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. We are committed to providing the most current and up-to-date information. With your help, we can make it better. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress-and-crisis-ontario.com. Or by clicking the link in the show notes. And by donating, monthly contributors will be able to access a special podcast feed. In it, we'll have additional content and some more in-depth pieces on some of our most popular topics. Thank you.